Hi, I'm Jim, and welcome to the Stuff You Missed podcast. Let's get started. Let's start with physical distancing, or social distancing, if you please. I've got a better idea for the start. Let's begin with essential versus non-essential employees. I agree, like I'm sure most of you would, that public service, healthcare, groceries, pharmacy employees are critical. If these businesses were to close, we'd all lose electricity, hospitals, food, and medicine. And to me, that sounds like more of a war shutdown. We absolutely need these businesses open. However, I have friends and family working for what normally sane people would consider non-essential businesses. They have jobs in manufacturing, and in their facilities, they don't have the ability to practice the 6-foot recommended spacing between people. Others have been told that since they can't work from home, they must show up for work. Even though those who can work from home at these businesses are allowed to do just that. And in some of the more extreme cases, some businesses remain open for specific customers, but are still creating products for non-essential businesses, all in the name of cash flow. And to those of my family and friends working in actually essential businesses, I want to personally thank you for what you're doing during this pandemic. To those of you who are just wanting to keep your job, completely understand your situation as well. But to those of you who are refusing to follow the simple guidelines given by the CDC, I urge you to look very hard at what you're doing. It isn't difficult to understand that in the current environment, you shouldn't visit with your family, you shouldn't attend gatherings of more than 10 people, even if you practice safe social distancing. Do not go shopping with others, even if they live with you. Let's lessen the apex of the curve as much as we can. Let's see the apex of the curve sooner rather than later. Okay, on a lighter note, it's my opinion that the pandemic in America isn't nearly as bad as the media would like us to believe. I've seen the statistics, and if you do an apples-to-apples comparison using per capita infections or per capita mortality, we are currently far from the worst nation on the planet. However, and this is a really big however, we Americans could easily get there, and quickly if we aren't careful and responsible. This means all of us. Well, okay, I've spoken my piece for today. There'll be more in the coming days. Stay tuned to the Stuff You Missed podcast, and thanks again for listening.